Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. And we are out here with the Marine Corps, U.S. Marine Corps, for their Toys for Tots campaign. We want to make sure that all of our kids in our community have something to open on Christmas morning, and the donations that are made here, they stay here, and we appreciate that as well. So let's make a difference for the kids in our community that are find themselves in a situation where they're less than fortunate than we are, and we can make that up for them on a very important day, Christmas Day, and make it special for them. And that's what I love about doing this every year. It's a lot of fun, and the giving of our community, of our listening audience, they always step up, and we have people that have been dropping off money, dropping off gifts, and we appreciate that. We have filled 3 boxes now, and we're off and running. We have 2 more hours that we'll be here, but they'll have boxes here. So if you can't make it during the show, just come on by, pull up in the front. They'll come out, get the toys from you, and place them in the box inside of H2O. Holly makes sure that that's done. And they'll stay here. The boxes will stay here as well for a while. We are joined by the Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints. The Saints and the Panthers are playing this weekend. But before they start playing in the Dome, we've got high school championship games, and we've got some big ones.
Yeah. In fact, when I was leaving to come over here, which, I, by the way, I thought we were going to be inside, but we're outside. It's a beautiful day, but I don't know, inside's kind of pretty. You know, if I didn't get my drift. So Hainesville and Mangum, and they're waiting. Doors weren't open. Doors are now open at Caesars Superdome. And so 3 games today, 3 games tomorrow. It's awesome. Of course, the game that a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people, St. Augustine and Carr is the final game on Saturday. Yeah. So here's my message. Get your tickets early. Right, you can get them online, you can get them on our website lhsaa.org, or you can go down to our box office. It's Gate A Ground, that's the Poydras Street box office, and you can pay cash. I didn't even know anybody accepted cash anymore.
Boy,
I didn't,
right?
So if you can pay cash,
what is that?
Right, just get them early, because think of the first game. You know, Rustin's there, and they're going to bring some people. And if I'm in that crowd, I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
Right? We're not clearing the building. So get your tickets early. It's general
admission.
So if you get there tomorrow or if you get there Saturday at 3, it's the same. You're not getting
now
any
you
better.
You can't get there tomorrow and spend the night for Saturday.
Well, I would invite, no, because then they'll call me and make me come down there because of people spending the night. So don't do that. Just get your tickets early and get there early. But just know that it's general admission. So you're not getting your tickets early. It's just a smart thing.
And Mike,
to do.
You know this better than I. The quality of Louisiana high school football is just second to none.
Oh, I mean, there are going to be, is. I mean, when Carr and St. Aug play, did you see how many guys? I mean, like 15 guys signed.
Yeah.
You know, Carr, St. Aug had a number. It's just, it's a special way to finish the season. Carr began the season, really, against American Heritage in the Dome. So we want to get a kickoff classic and then this thing. This, the first one was in 1981, was the first formal, and we had four games. All on Saturday. 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening. And it's really cool.
Been there many times to see those games. They're incredible. And also got to enjoy Louisiana High School Athletic Association Championship basketball games, which is another great event. I think that's played in Baton Rouge, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. It was in Lafayette. I think it moves around a little bit. But, it's special.
We got to get that in the arena one year.
Yeah.
That would be fun. But it's, quality basketball.
Yeah.
Same
that's
thing
where,
with
you
the,
know, we're
same
football
thing with
state,
football.
But we produce a ton of basketball players.
So let's talk about our Saints. The Carolina Panthers come in, 325 start. They've had this is the second one like this, I think, this season.
Yep. Played Atlanta, 325.
Yeah.
Had one other one that we moved it, so this one's stay 325.
So this will stay. We beat the Panthers. It's one of our few victories this year. But that doesn't mean much in the NFL these days. I mean, the complexion of these teams are changing almost week to week.
We just need to play more NFC South. Two of the wins against the NFC South, you win. I think if they win Sunday, they'll be 2-2 in the NFC South. I think depending on what happens tonight with Atlanta and Tampa, they'll have the best record in the NFC South.
Yeah.
So, and they still got Atlanta to play.
And they are out the
They've been out of the playoffs for 2 weeks. It's an important game to me to show that you can put it together, right? They played pretty well in Miami in the second half and played well, three phases pretty much, ran the ball significantly better. You got to put two together. Right, you gotta give me two performances that show me that everything's going in the right direction. You don't have to run the ball phenomenally well. You just got to run the ball a little bit. Tyler Shuck's got to, that half a beat. He had three sacks and was nearly four, but the one that it was nearly four is his touchdown. Him being able to run the football just changes things a lot for this offense. Just the threat of that. A 34-yarder, it's the longest run for the Saints this season, but they need to offensively do what they did last week. They scored a touchdown on their opening drive. That's their second touchdown in the first quarter this year. Don't be behind at half, even though they were behind at half. That's the first time this year they've been behind at half and won.
Yeah.
The only two other wins were they led at halftime and win the turnover battle. The Carolina just beat the Rams. And I'm going, wow, how did they do that? Well, let me tell you how they did that. They had three turnovers.
Yeah.
The Rams had three turnovers. One was a pick six. And they were terrible on third down and fourth down. I'm sorry. Did I miss a meeting on fourth down?
Yeah.
Right? We include third down and fourth down numbers pretty much inclusive now.
Yeah.
Tampa was 2 of 7 on fourth down. Carolina is the eighth best fourth down offense. What do we do if fourth down? They go for it all the time, but it's been a big difference. So it's a key stat now.
Well, you find yourself a lot of teams on the bubble, and I think better than I. But I think the mentality now is we're going to have to take some risk,
right?
And
because if it's a kickoff. It's at the 35.
Yeah.
So you make a first down, you're already near midfield, right? And so you're in that zone. Well, if we don't make it, it's not that costly. Look at Tampa. Good gosh, they get we spent the game in the middle of the field because they stopped them on fourth down. What they've got to be able to do, the Saints, is capitalize. You've got to capitalize. They didn't do that enough, and that game should probably have not been as close. You give Baker Mayfield the ball with a couple of minutes to play, and with the way it had been early in the season, with winning those games on their final drives. But the Saints' defense, really, they have not been the issue. Early in the first half, they give up points. But in the second half, there's few better than the Saints' defense in the second half.
You know, it's been interesting, too, and you and I have talked about this. We continue to play musical chairs on the front line. You just articulated a point that I thought was very important in the win over Tampa Bay was Tyler Shuck's ability to manage the pocket, to move around, to move laterally into pocket, and get a pass off. Had he not done that, they would have been hitting his arm, hitting his leg, or something else. And then he took off at the right time and made these runs. I don't guess this front line musical chair routine is going to get any better between now and the end of the season.
Fuaga was limited yesterday. That's a good sign. So you're going to have Dylan Radins at right guard and Luke Fortner. That ain't changing. So those guys, but they're in their fifth, sixth, seventh start of the year.
Right.
Dylan Radins saved a touchdown last week on the interception. So if you get Fuaga back, that's about as good as you can hope for. Now behind them, they're beat up. You got William Sherman, Austin Richards didn't practice yesterday, but you're right. I think Shuck's ability, it's that if my first guy's not there and my second guy's not there, I got to make a decision. In that Carolina game, what he did so well was he stepped up and out and made these big third down plays. Week 12, guess what Atlanta did? They watched a lot of that film. So stepping up and out was no longer there. Yeah. You've got to evolve. And so I think his ability to run, just go to the outside where that linebacker's got to go, well, do I stay in coverage? Do I go up on him? And even Devin Neal, Devin Neal and Devon Vele to me have been just outstanding. I mean, Vele, good gosh, he just does nothing but catch 12, 14-yard passes.
Big target, though.
Yeah. And the middle of the field. It's like we finally found the middle of the field. They had been throwing so much to the out, and it's just a hard pass.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Right?
Well, it's a hard pass and for some receivers that have had their block knocked off.
Yeah.
You know, you see a lot of short arming.
Yeah.
You know.
And so I think the middle of the field, which to me, Juwan Johnson, Foster Moreau, Vele, that's where you have the advantage. Mm-hmm. And you got a 6'6 quarterback who can stand in the middle and see over top everybody. I love the middle of the field. Seam routes. I don't think I've said the words. It's two words. I don't think I've said seam routes four times this year. We lived off of it.
You're losing the nomenclature.
We lived. That's right. I don't even know how to say it anymore. We lived off of it back in the day.
Yeah. So what do you see? And as I said earlier, these teams are the complexion of the team is changing week to week. I mean, because of injuries, because of a whole lot of different things. Is there anything that Carolina presents this time that is going to be maybe an issue for us that, that wasn't there last time?
I don't know that it wasn't there last time that the Saints did a good job with it. Now, they're more of a two-headed, three-headed monster running the football. Chuba Hubbard, Rico Dowdle, and Bryce Young. They ran it for 165 against L.A., and that's wow. Stout. You know, when you're that balanced, one had 18, one had 19. Chuba also had a 34-yard touchdown on a screen pass. So they're very balanced. So the Saints did a good job stopping the run, Rico Dowdle, in Week 10. They didn't face a lot of Chuba. They were kind of in that Rico Dowdle world. And now I feel like they're much more balanced with those guys, especially running and catching the football. So that'll be a key. I mean, that is not they're not different people. They seem to be using them better or more.
Yeah. It's – everybody's watching relative to the draft, right?
Yeah.
Where do we end up? What do we do? And I've been one of those. I just think you got to be competitive. You got to kind of create some momentum. You got to get the team believing in themselves. And in my view, in some aspects, because you have a young coach, right? I mean, he's not too much older than
– Heck, no.
They have players on a team.
They're very close. DeMario, right? And Taysom and Cam are like a couple of years younger.
Yeah.
I thought I was teasing with Scott Tolzien and Kellen. I go, Philip Rivers came back. You guys are 7 years younger than he is. You know, you're way, way, way younger. So, yeah, I think you got to show that to me, these last four games, Tyler Shuck's our guy. I believe he is. So that you go into this draft, irrespective of where you are, 1 through 8, 9, hopefully, who knows. You don't want them to lose, but guess what? It's not in this team's DNA to tank. They could have done it 100 times.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability to do it. So, but because I don't think you're going to have to take a quarterback, now you're in a different ballgame. Now you're looking at, you got to get some skill positions. Whoever that may be, somebody that scares the other team, that frightens them on defense.
Yeah. As you look, I haven't paid much attention to a quality of this year's draft.
Well, we thought if we had asked this question, you know, last year, it would have been all quarterbacks, right? I mean, you got Mendoza out of Indiana. I think Arch has had an up and down year at Texas. I mean, last year we would have said, oh, you got the Saints need to tank to get the number one pick and get a quarterback. And I don't think the quarterbacks, I think 25 has hurt them. And they're also making $9 million a year in airplanes. So
yeah.
What's my rush? Guaranteed money. You know, for different players. And so I think the way it's worked out is actually pretty good. I think because you're going to need some skill positions. I think they need a running back. I think they need a tight end. Maybe not with that first pick, but you're going to be picking early in the second, early in the third. And I think they're going to, you know, try to gain as many picks as they can get back. You know, the trade with Shaheed, the trade with Penny, you know, you can get a lot, but you got something. Because you're going to be picking early in those rounds. And who's to say that they won't try to get more between now and the draft in late April?
Where do you think, as you're looking at it now, of the last games, obviously.
It's weird, huh? So Carolina's 7-6. Carolina's playing for the division.
Right.
It's going to be all war. But I don't care. Good. I think that gives you a quality opponent to judge your talent.
Right.
Right? Then you got the Jets. Good gosh, I don't know. That's going to be. And then we go to Tennessee. Or worse, right? I don't know who wins. You know that. You know, and then you finish in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
I mean, I don't know what that team is. I don't know how they're not going to clean some house at the end of this year. They got talent. Terry Fontenot's gotten them talent. So I don't know. It's a weird four-game stretch. To me, what I don't like the way the season is stacked up is that the two of their final four are non-conference. So had this been a playoff kind of run and you're playing two non-conference games out of your last four, and meanwhile Carolina hadn't played Tampa yet, hadn't played them yet, and they got four games left.
So they're going to play them twice
in the final four
games. In the final four games.
So I will say this, the NFL, say what you want. I wouldn't have said – that they knew boo about the schedule. But as it turns out, you got 2 7-6 teams who are going to play each other in two of the final 4 weeks, and you got the Saints in Atlanta who are out of it, and they're not going to be, you know, so it is what it is. They're pretty good at picking the schedule. They're just damn lucky.
That's pretty damn interesting. I didn't realize
that. Yeah, and Carolina's bye was week 14.
Week 14.
Tampa's bye was week 5. Now, how is that equitable?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to have byes, fine, but make them relatively close. That gives some team an advantage. You don't know who
right
at the time, but they should be relatively close.
Yeah, you would think they'd be able to figure that out.
I mean, not 9 weeks.
So, Mike, you guys, the sports guys, y'all have a big following. Your Christmas message to your audience?
Be patient. Don't give up. Still come out. Come to these games. You've bought the tickets already, right? Ow. That wasn't a rub. That was a slap. Scott Walker.
Teasing,
you know,
him in public.
Just, you know, I feel like they're are good things ahead. I feel like this team made some changes in what I would call not your most typical changes with all the trades, you know, right before the season, Vele, and, you know, they got, I just feel better things ahead. I really do. And I don't, whatever happens these last four, just be competitive and just answer the questions that you need, that we know in January what we need. Yep. That's it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for coming out, and we really appreciate it, and we look forward to listening to you on Sunday.
That's right. Don't forget, get your tickets to the LHSAA Caesars Superdome. Get them today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a blessed holiday season.
You too. Have a great holiday.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Brian, how are you, baby? Thank you so much for coming out, man. Appreciate it. One of my coffee club members right there. I love it.
Coffee
love
club?
It. We're at 441 Metairie Road at H2O. We're working hard for the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve. Toys for Tots. Come on out and tell Staff Sergeant Josh Lutie hello. And we're going to be talking to him a little later in the show as well. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.